We trust that shoots of green emerge from dark earth and that tears nourish. A Daredevil fanfic. Written and read by Dr. Fumbles McStupid. With the rating explicit. No archive warnings apply. Relationships, Frank Castle and Matt Murdock. Additional character tags, Franklin Foggy Nelson, Karen Page, Jessica Jones, and Margaret Murdock. Additional tags, Alpha Beta Omega Dynamics, Mating Cycles and Heat, Mpreg, Dubious Consent. They talk about it before the sex happens, but it is an emergency situation, so it is still sort of dubious. Misunderstandings. Feral Matt Murdock. Human Disaster Matt Murdock. Men stubbornly not talking about their feelings. And secrets. Summary. Matt makes a mistake on a mission and gets a face full of heat inducers. With the prospect of spending an intense heat alone, he turns to Frank to help him through it. That night changes Matt's life, and now he's facing a pregnancy he wasn't planning on and is determined to go it alone. Notes. The title is from the poem Forest Fire by Brianna Newhouse. Matt was an inferno. His inside for raging heat, melting him down to his most core, primal aspects. Like metal in a furnace. Only he didn't think he was going to come out of this tempered and stronger than before. This felt like a weakness. The beginning of a fault line forming inside him that promised to split him wide open if he wasn't careful. He cursed his own stupidity. He had known the criminals he ambushed tonight were trafficking Omegas. It was almost always Omegas in these situations. Alphas weren't as desirable. Too much fight in them, though a certain clientele liked that. Betas were easier to overpower. But Omegas? They were easy. Malleable. Spray a little bit of heat inducer into the room, and boom, they were suddenly willing, even if they were saying no. Their instincts told them to submit. A rusty growl was ripped from Matt's throat at the thought. This new stuff was stronger than he had thought. Not from a pharmacy. It was street-cooked. It would wash suppressants right out of your system to kick-start an estrus. Matt had heard whispers about it, but had dismissed them like an idiot. Had just gone rushing in, and the remnants of the aerosol in the room had done their work. He didn't know if his enhanced senses helped the chemicals take effect, or if they were just powerful enough that even remnants drifting in the breeze were this potent. For everyone's sake, he hoped it was the former. Matt still had control of himself for now. His heat was there, roiling under the surface, but he had some time. Less than he would like. He had finished the job, contained the traffickers, and calmed the Omegas as best he could. They settled more easily than usual. The fucking heat inducer had helped his natural scent cut through his blockers, and, in turn, had helped the other Omegas to settle. He was just glad that by the time it would be detectable to a normal person's senses, the criminals were out cold. The last thing he needed was the fact that Daredevil was an Omega circulating on the streets. Matt knew he could go home to ride this out alone, but he also knew that induced heats were worse, and with the rate at which it was coming on, thanks to this new high-powered stuff, it would be worse than even that. He could go to someone, get help. He had allies who knew he was an Omega, who wouldn't judge. Frank was the first person who popped into his mind, but he firmly pushed that thought aside. They worked together occasionally, and patched each other up afterwards. Compared to how they were when they first met, they were almost civil now. But he didn't want more complications in his life right now, and Frank was complicated. The lines between them were messy. One moment they were allies, fighting like a well-oiled machine, banter passing easily between them. When they finished, they would go back to one of Frank's safe houses and patch each other up. Sometimes Matt would stay, and Frank would cook them a late breakfast. Then Matt would leave and go home, something foreign constricting his chest. He racked his brain, trying to think of someone else who could help. Foggy would help. Once or twice in college, they had helped each other through a heat, but that had come to a screeching halt once Elektra came into the picture. His and Foggy's relationship was good now, the strain from the reveal of Matt's nightlife long since patched over, and Matt didn't want to do anything that could jeopardize that. Plus, Foggy was an Omega, too, and while fingers and dildos were all well and good, his insides were already clenching in want of a knot. A real one. Luke was an Alpha, and he could count on him to help, but considering he was dating Claire and the history he had with her, that could get messy. Claire would, of course, understand. And he knew Luke wouldn't make a big deal out of it. Would never even mention it again if Matt didn't want him to. But the thought had unease prickling down his spine. When the familiar smell of cheap coffee, gunpowder, and iron hit his nose, Matt cursed. He hadn't even realized he had been making his way towards Frank's most recent bolt hole on autopilot. He should turn around. He could do this alone. He had been through worse. But he hesitated. The first notes of Frank's natural scent broke through the other, stronger smells Matt associated with him. Metal and musk, like the smell of old books collecting dust on his grandmother's bookshelf. The scent hit him like a semi. He took a shuddering breath and was immediately subsumed. The heat that had been smoldering low in his gut flared back to life, and Matt groaned. Decision made, he climbed up to the third floor of the rundown building in front of him and tapped on the window. Frank cursed as the quiet tapping that had woken him came again, louder this time. He considered ignoring it, turning over and trying to go back to sleep. It couldn't be anyone but Red, coming to drag him into another of his stupid fucking messes. Fighting together was exhilarating, but the man had been coming to him more and more, and it had been keeping Frank from his calling. No killing when he was on the altar boy's time, and as long as he was working according to Red's morals, people whom Frank could be cleansing from the earth were out walking free. But Red could be hurt. When the other man couldn't patch himself up, he would come to Frank, sheepishly asking him to stitch up a cut on his back or somewhere else the fuck even his bendy ninja ass couldn't reach. So with a sigh, he rolled out of bed and went into the front room. Even in the dim glow from the streetlights below, Frank could make out Red's silhouette. His dumb little horns were hard to miss. He unhooked the tripwire attached to the window and pushed it up with a low screech. Damn window needed fixing. Red flinched at the high-pitched noise, and Frank had to reach out to grab the other man when he almost toppled off the window ledge. The worry that sat in the pit of his belly rose as Red leaned into Frank's touch, a small noise escaping the other man's lips.
"What the fuck, Red?"
he started, but then the scent hit him. Frank knew Red was an Omega. His scent blockers often started to wear off by the end of the night, after a long mission together. But Frank had kept his mouth shut about it. Red had never brought it up, and it wasn't any of Frank's goddamn business. The first time Frank had hesitatingly offered a meal for Red after a mission, Red stayed. The other man had taken the clothes Frank gave him and gone to wash up. When Red had come back into the kitchen, skin flushed from the shower, his hair still damp, drops of water dripping down his neck, Frank had frozen. He'd always known Red was good-looking. His fucking red pajamas did not hide his physique, but with Red standing there in his clothes, his shirt and pants a little loose on him, and a small smile gracing his face, it really hit him. Then he had inhaled to speak, and Red's full scent hit him. Worn leather and something sharp that Frank couldn't name, like the air right before a lightning strike. His breath stuttered. He had never smelt it this strong before. Red always wore dampeners at a minimum, even at his day job, and switched to blockers in the suit. Vulnerable had been the first thought in his mind. Red was trusting him with this. Why the fuck would Red trust him? He shoved the thought aside for later when Red's soft voice rang through the air to tell him. The sauce is boiling. He had shifted nervously. It was subtle, but if you knew him, you would be able to see it. So Frank grunted, turned away, and lowered the heat on the stove. If Red wasn't going to make a big deal out of it, then neither would he. But Red's scent now was 100 times stronger, and that sweet undertone to it, like a flower unfurling in the sun, made his breathing stutter in his chest for a moment. Frank's heart began beating faster, and he knew Red could hear it, but he paid no mind to it. He just pushed Frank away and stepped inside. He took off his helmet and set it on the shitty second-hand kitchen table with the wobbly leg that he had been meaning to fix. With his back to Frank, Red spoke. "I busted up a sex trafficking ring tonight. They were transporting Omegas." Red turned, and Frank could see the other man's upper lip curl as he spoke. They had inducers. Red's hands curled into fists, and Frank could see the tension going all the way from the line of his shoulders down into his fingers that were curled so tightly, Frank was sure that if Red wasn't wearing gloves, there would be bloody crescents in his palms. They had the new shit, whatever the Russians have been bragging about cooking up. Frank stood silently, watching Red's throat bob visibly. Red opened his mouth to speak, licked his lips, and when he spoke again, his voice was soft and hesitant, where it had been flat and almost angry before. "I was wondering if you would be willing. If you could." Red turned towards him, searchingly, voice trailing off into silence. He turned and grabbed his helmet and walked back towards the window. "Never mind, this was dumb. I'll get out of your hair." But as Red passed him to climb back out into the night, Frank reached out before he even had a chance to consciously think about it. Red stopped and leaned back slightly into Frank's hand, and the shiver that ran down Red's body shook Frank to his bones. Red kept himself so firmly wrapped up, locked deep under iron bars of control, only letting his anger out in bursts, and keeping all his emotions close to his chest. If Red was reacting like this, letting it show, it was bad.
"Wait, you shouldn't go."
Frank's hand involuntarily tightened on Red's shoulder, and another small, sub-vocal sound left Red's lips, soft, as the other man had clearly tried to keep it locked behind a clenched jaw.
"And those teeth are rough. You shouldn't do it alone."
Frank knew he had put his foot in his mouth when Red tensed up and pulled away. "It's fine. I can handle it." His voice rang with hostility, and Frank got it. He was sure Red had dealt with a lot of people pitying, doubting him, and his life. The poor, blind Omega orphan. But he was a dumb shit if he thought Frank was the same as those people. Frank sighed and said,
"I know you can, but you shouldn't have to when you have someone who can help."
Red steadied him, and after a moment, his body slowly unwound, and he took a small step closer to him. Frank pretended not to notice and went to flip on the light. With the room illuminated, he could see just how flushed Red was, his unfocused pupils blown wide, could see the fast rise and fall of the other man's chest. Fuck, he was close to falling over the edge. But all Frank did was say,
"Go take a shower. Get the rest of that shit off of ya. We don't know what that drug is doing, and it can't be good for you to sit there marinating in it."
Red was quicker than usual to comply, and double fuck. If Red was this quick to obey anything Frank said, it was bad. Even when Frank suggested something reasonable, Red would usually be stubborn, hemming and hawing before giving in and admitting that Frank could actually be right. When Frank heard the pipes groan and the shower sputter to life, he went to grab his cell phone. He didn't know shit about Matt and his heat cycle. Fuck, the only time he had shared a heat with an Omega had been when he was a dumb kid in high school. He hadn't known much then, only what his half-assed sex ed class had taught him. And then he had never looked into it more, because he had met Maria, and she was a beta. So it had never concerned him. Frankie had shown early signs of presenting as an Omega, but that shit wasn't always reliable, and he had been young enough that Frank hadn't done research. His heart clenched at the thought, but he roughly shoved it aside, relegated it to the pile of shit he was firmly not dealing with, things to unpack later. That pile was sky-high and only growing larger every day. But the thing he did know was that this probably wouldn't just be for tonight. It would be for a day at least, if not longer, and Matt was in no shape to let Karen or his law partner know about it, and Frank was woefully understocked on food, and that shit was important to have on hand during a heat. So, he grabbed his cell phone and dialed Karen's phone number. She didn't answer, and the call went to voicemail. So Frank just hung up and called again. Karen answered the third time he called, and her scratchy voice came over the phone, bleary with sleep.
"Hello? This better be an emergency because..."
"Hey, Karen,"
Frank interrupted, before she could build up any steam.
"Frank?"
Karen asked, her voice confused, before it pitched upward with concern.
"Is something wrong? Do you need help?"
Frank could hear rustling in the background, probably Karen grabbing some clothes. A warm fondness buoyed him. Karen was always quick to act when someone needed her.
"You could say that. Red's here and..."
A sharp breath echoed in Frank's ear, and Karen asked sharply,
"Is he hurt?"
"Nah, not really,"
Frank reassured her.
He busted up a sex trafficking ring,"
he started, hoping Karen would fill in the blanks, but she just stayed silent on the other side of the line.
They had heat inducers."
Karen inhaled in understanding. "Oh." Another pregnant pause. Then,
"You're gonna help him through it?"
Frank ran a hand through his hair, rubbing at the scar from the bullet wound, and blew out a long breath.
Yeah. And this place is new. I haven't had time to stock shit, so I don't have any food or anything else for this shit.
Yeah, I can get some stuff for you. Give me an hour and I'll be there, Karen said, and the warmth in her voice was a tangible thing. Just text me the address of your new place. Frank grunted an affirmative and hung up with a sigh. At least that was one problem taken care of. Matt had trouble gripping at all the latches and buckles to get out of his suit. He grunted in frustration as he finally got the thing off, but the relief of being out of the tight, unbreathable material was amazing. Matt's frustration rose again as it took him 2 tries to find the knob on the shower. He hated heats. On top of the clenching, desperate want that was never quite satiated by anything other than an alpha, there was the loss of control. And the worst thing was how hard it was to manage all of the input of his senses. Concentrating to take in all the things his body told him to get a picture of the world around him was harder with the heat boiling his blood. His instincts screaming at him that he wasn't safe, that he needed to hide, to find protection, was bad enough. But the double whammy of his world blurring and fading out made everything worse. The cool water felt lukewarm on his skin and brought little relief. He scrubbed his body, ridding it of the scent of the outside, of the criminals, the other Omegas he had rescued. He tried to be perfunctory, but each touch of his oversensitized skin left him gasping. His dick was hard and straining against his belly, and he could feel the slick starting to drip down his thighs. The scent of Alpha, of Frank, blanketing the apartment didn't help. His belly clenched with want. Logically, Matt knew it wouldn't help. In fact, it would bring his heat to a full rolling boil, would pull him under if he touched himself. But he couldn't help it. He grasped his dick, his knees turning to jelly at the sensation. He fell back against the cool tile wall and let it support him as he stroked himself, breath coming in great gasping gulps as he chased the rising euphoric feeling inside him. It built and built until it hurt. Orgasms were always a lot, the feeling almost painful as the pleasure built, but he didn't hesitate. He sobbed as the feeling peaked, and his whole body shuddered as he came. But the release was momentary, the fire springing back up immediately and eating him up. He needed to stop. He needed to wait for something? For an alpha? His hazy brain focused in on the scent again. He needed Frank. Matt reached out blindly until he found the knob and turned off the shower, opened the curtain, and immediately tripped when he misjudged where the lip of the tub was. He tumbled to the ground with a curse, lying where he fell and taking deep, hitching breaths to settle himself, tears gathering in the corner of his eyes. He gritted his teeth, holding them at bay as he began to push himself up to his hands and knees. The aroma of metal, softened by the scent of decaying paper, grew stronger as the man he was searching for entered the room.
Shit, Red.
Frank's gruff voice made Matt shudder, and then suddenly Frank's hands were on him, lifting him off the floor, back to his feet. Matt groaned as his lizard brain lit up with the fact that Frank, his chosen alpha, was strong. Could handle anything Matt threw at him. Could protect him. A savage grin came to Matt's face. Frank could fight with him. Adrenaline made Matt steadier, brought strength back to his limbs, and he reached out to wrap one arm around Frank's neck, the other coming up to his face, sliding across it until Matt found his mouth. He captured Frank's lips with his own, and the touch felt electric. He pressed harder, more frantically, until Frank responded, opening his mouth and allowing their tongues to touch. Matt growled, rough and quiet. This was what he needed. And he would take it. Frank startled when he heard something crash in the bathroom. He cursed and rushed to his feet, not knowing what to expect when he opened the door. The heat he had shared with Davina, his high school girlfriend, had been short and mild. She had been horny. She wanted it. But she had been pretty clear-headed. The sex was as good as could have been expected from 2 people with little experience. But it had been fun, too. He had heard every Omega's heat was different, and what he saw with Matt was drastically different from his one experience over a decade ago. He opened the door and found Matt on the floor of the bathroom, a puddle of water around him. He looked wrecked, on the verge of crying as he struggled to his hands and knees. Frank suddenly and viscerally felt just how underprepared he was to deal with this. Frank was a planner. He researched. He strategized. Came up with a plan of attack and dozens of backup plans before he acted. And right now, he had none of that. He would have to march ahead blindly. He knelt down and wrapped his hands around Red's waist and lifted him to his feet. Then, like a flip had been switched, Red went from limp in his arms, struggling to stand, to grasping at Frank with the strength the man normally possessed, pulling Frank's head down into a bruising kiss. It was intoxicating. If Red had smelled good, he tasted even fucking better. Frank could drown in it. It was heady, and just like everything he and Red did, it felt like a competition, a battle. Matt gripping him so hard there would be bruises. Frank's hands tightened around Red's waist. Frank wouldn't be the only one with bruises. It felt like a mark, like a brand showing ownership. Like Red had chosen him, found him worthy. They broke apart, and Frank gasped, trying to slow his racing heart and think a little more rationally. Frank was on regulators, so Red's heat wouldn't trigger his rut. But it felt like he was losing control anyway. Red was so fucking out of it, and one of them needed to have a clearer head. With that thought in mind, Frank went to guide Red out of the bathroom, towards his lumpy secondhand mattress. Frank frowned. They should have gone to Red's place. With his senses and shit, he deserved comfort, especially at a time like this. But that time was past. Matt grabbed him and kissed him again, like he was trying to steal the breath from Frank's lungs, his hips grinding up against Frank's bare thigh, wetting his boxers with Matt's weeping cock.
Fuck,
Frank breathed. Matt huffed a small, breathy laugh, and Frank was relieved to hear something normal, something more in line with their usual banter. Matt broke off with a groan as he pressed his groin against Frank's again.
That's the idea. Fuck.
Red was gonna kill him. He moved to step away, and Red's arm snapped out. It flailed around for a moment before it collided with Frank's arm and gripped him tightly, preventing him from leaving.
Okay, senses are on the fritz,
Frank noted. He also noted that the heat had no effect on Red's grip whatsoever.
Give me a minute, Red. Gotta grab some things.
Red growled again, that raspy, high thing. And it was a growl. Frank had never heard an Omega growl like that before. He hadn't known their vocal cords could even do it. But if any Omega was gonna force their biology to bend to their will to do something impossible, it would fucking be Red. The other man's grip on him tightened until it was bruising. Frank ran his hand soothingly down Red's side and spoke softly.
I'll be right back. I'm not leaving. Just gonna get some stuff to make you more comfortable.
For a moment, he thought Red wouldn't listen, but the man nodded and let go. Frank went to his closet and grabbed his meager collection of extra linens, an old quilt he picked up from a thrift store, and an even older, slightly ratty comforter with one arm, and placed two extra pillows in the other. He knew nesting was a thing. Davina had done it, but she had made it before her heat had hit in full. So it was anyone's guess whether Red would do it or not, but it was better to provide it and not need it than for it to be something Red needed and wouldn't let himself fucking ask for. He rushed back into the room, throwing the stuff on the bed, and like Red was a magnet and Frank was true north, the other man drifted towards him. The closer Red got, the more sure his steps were, until he was practically stalking towards him. Red got right up into Frank's space and leaned into him, running his nose along Frank's neck. He inhaled deeply and moaned. The sound reverberated through Frank and hit him like one of Red's sucker punches to the gut. Frank reached forward to grab him. But just as his hand grazed Red's waist, the other man shoved him down onto the bed. As soon as Frank's back hit the mattress, Red was climbing on top of him. And shit, Frank could feel the slick from Red's thighs soaking onto him. The other man slid up until his ass was directly over Frank's cock, and then ground down against him. The slick heat pulled a guttural groan out of Frank's chest.
Jesus Christ!
Passed Frank's lips, like Red was a revelation. Like this had been something he had been missing his whole life. The view was stunning. Red on top of him, his head thrown back, throat stretched out, long and inviting. It made Frank's mouth water. Red ground down on top of Frank, taking his own pleasure. Davina had let Frank lead, which had been a little bit terrifying for him at the time. When his friends and brothers talked about Omegas and Heat, they always talked about how demure, how needy, how gentle they were. And Red could not be further away from that if he tried. Frank placed his hands on Red's hips, helping the Omega grind down on him with the next roll of his hips, and that little growl filled the air again. Fuck, that sound was really doing it for him. Frank sat up and pulled Red into a kiss, deep and filthy, then thrust up into him. Frank could feel his knot starting to swell, and apparently so could Red, because a broken little, "Fuck, Frank," broke out of Red, the words soft and panted. Then he was up on his knees and chanting, "Off, off, off," as he scrabbled at Frank's boxers. The man was so frantic that he wasn't very efficient, so Frank pulled him down into a kiss and tried to calm him a bit while he took care of it himself. As soon as they broke apart, Red grabbed Frank's cock and lifted himself up to sink down onto it. Frank cursed again. He grasped Matt's hips to stop him.
"Fuck, baby. You're gonna hurt yourself."
The pet name slipped from his lips so easily that Frank almost didn't notice it. But Red didn't seem to be completely with it anymore, because he growled again and tried to pry Frank's hands off of him. When that failed, the little shit leaned forward and bit Frank on his pectoral.
"Shit!"
Frank hissed. It hurt, but it wasn't bleeding. He was a feral little fucker. The devil was floating closer to the surface than Red would let happen in a civilian disguise. He was definitely nothing like anyone had ever said an Omega in Heat would be. With the deft movement of his hips, Frank unseated Red and flipped the other man to be underneath him. Red growled again and struggled a little, but quickly acquiesced when Frank leaned down and kissed a line of sucking bruises down his neck. He slid his hand down Red's body and circled his index finger around Red's hole. Red threw his head back and groaned, shoving himself towards the pressure. So Frank gave him what he wanted and slowly pushed a finger in. Red's jaw dropped, and a long, filthy moan left his lips, making Frank's cock jump. Frank thrust his finger in and out, and soon enough, Red was rocking with it, speeding up. Frank grunted and slid another finger in, groaning at the tight heat clenching down on them. Red growled and tried to push Frank away, to get back on top and take what he needed. Knowing he needed to speed things along, Frank reluctantly removed his fingers with an obscene squelch and scrabbled for the condom on the nightstand, sliding it on before positioning himself properly and sliding home. He groaned as Red's tight heat encompassed him, frozen for a moment by the vice around him. But Red was having none of it. He shoved himself all the way down, making them both moan. Getting with the program, Frank pulled most of the way out and slammed back in. Red keened, wrapping his arms around Frank's neck and his legs around his hips. He wasn't verbal, but Frank knew when he found that spot inside of him, when Red moaned and his whole body shuddered. Red's body clenched down around him as the other man came. Frank continued to piston his hips through it, chasing his own release. Red had no complaints. After a moment of rest, he was pushing himself back down onto Frank, impaling himself like it was the only thing he needed to survive. Frank was close, his knot catching on Red's rim as he fucked him. He was so fucking close. Then he felt Red's mouth moving on his neck in a sucking kiss, which turned into a bite, making Frank see stars. His knot locked them together, and he came. He vaguely noticed Red shuddering again through his second orgasm, before going limp with exhaustion. Frank stayed where he was, covering Red like his alpha hindbrain told him to, keeping his mate, not his mate, goddammit, safe. As Red's breathing evened out into sleep, his first wave of heat satiated, Frank reached up and massaged his neck. The tightness in his throat eased when he felt the skin there, finding it unbroken. Thank fuck. A bond wasn't something he wanted, and one forged while Red was out of his mind with heat was a huge disaster averted. He'd have to watch him to make sure he didn't try to bite again. Frank's knot deflated, and he slipped out of Matt, throwing the condom away and wiping down with a washcloth. He didn't see the need to shower when in an hour or so they would be back at it. Just as he pulled on a pair of sleep pants, his phone dinged. He opened it to a text message from Karen that said, 10 minutes out. I got all the supplies you'll need. Winky face. Frank snorted at the fucking emoticon. The audacity of this woman. While Frank waited, he cleaned up a bit, putting Red's suit out of the way, hidden in his closet under a few jackets. He cleaned up the various detritus around his apartment, washed the few dishes in the sink, put away his gun cleaning kit, and sat down with a book. He tried to focus, but every few minutes, something in him pulled him to walk back into the bedroom and check to make sure Red was still there. Still fine. It was fucking annoying. Logically, he knew Red was fine, was still safely ensconced in his bed. But the itch under his skin grew until he couldn't ignore it, and he walked in to check on him one more time. Just seeing Red there, asleep, curled around Frank's pillow, eased something in him. A soft knock on the door announced Karen's arrival, and Frank sighed. He opened it to the sight of a sleep-mussed Karen. She was wearing what was clearly an oversized sleep shirt, with yesterday's jeans on underneath, a pair of flip-flops and a peacoat on over the whole thing. She had clearly grabbed whatever was on hand and left the house immediately. She smiled at him and said, "Hi, Frank," in greeting, then stepped right past him into the apartment. She set four paper grocery bags on the counter and started to unpack.
"Make yourself at home, then,"
Frank snorted, leaning a hip against the opposite counter. She looked around the apartment as she finished taking out the supplies, and Frank took quick note of what she had brought. Fresh fruits, easy to prepare. Grapes, bananas, apples. Some high-calorie nutrition bars specifically designed for omegas and heat. Some electrolyte drinks and some water bottles. He flushed as his eyes fell on a bottle of Lou and a full box of Alpha condoms.
"Jesus Christ,"
he muttered under his breath. When it looked like Karen was gonna go exploring, he spoke.
"Red's asleep. His, first wave has been taken care of."
He fought the flush that rose to his cheeks as he spoke. Kieran's eyes ran over him searchingly, landing first on the bite mark on his chest and then on the bruise on his neck. "I can see that," she said with a cheeky grin, and reached out to tap the bruise on his peck. Just as her fingers touched him, a high growl filled the room, and both he and Karen froze.
"Shit," Frank muttered,
and took five large steps away from Karen. He hadn't thought twice about letting Karen into his place. She was Red's friend. They were close, like a pack. But she was also an Omega, and clearly Red saw her as a threat.
"You need to leave, Karen."
She froze for a moment before moving slowly backwards towards the door. But before she could reach it, Red went to step in front of Frank, back straight, shoulders squared. Frank hoped it was all bark and no bite, that he wouldn't really hurt Karen. But he wasn't willing to risk it. He reached out and grabbed Red's waist and pulled him flesh against Frank's body. The other man relaxed minutely, but he growled again, clearly not all the way settled.
"Go on, Karen. I'll call you to update you later."
Karen sent one last, shrewd, searching look over at Frank and Red, then left, closing the door behind herself. As soon as the door shut, Red turned around to face him and ran his hands possessively over Frank's body. His nose curled up in distaste when he touched Frank's chest, and Red rubbed his wrist over it, trying to use his scent gland to cover up the smell Karen had left behind.
"Possessive much?"
Frank laughed, and Red just huffed and rested his head up against Frank's chest. It was all rather cute until a soft kiss on Frank's chest turned into a sharp nip.
"Jesus Christ, Red. Keep your teeth to yourself. You ain't a fucking dog."
Red didn't respond verbally, but he did huff a little laugh. So he was coming back into the realm of awareness then. Frank sighed and ran his hand through Red's hair. The corner of his mouth twitched up as Red leaned into it.
"Let's get some food into ya before the next wave hits, yeah?"
Frank asked and started cutting up the fruit Karen had brought. He had a suspicion that Red wouldn't like the energy bars. Best to start with the fruit.